The court spent 4 hours this week arguing the constitutional and financial ins and outs of providing legal assistance for low-income people who need help to defend themselves in eviction, welfare, or parental rights cases. There is no absolute constitutional right to a publicly funded attorney unless someone faces possible jail time. But Justice Ann Walsh Bradley says the court can't just ignore people's civil legal needs.
I believe that a lot of people who should be getting representation in civil cases are not. I'm concerned about the justice in our system of justice.
But Justice David Prosser says there's no basis for writing a new rule that would grant a broad right of free legal assistance in civil cases.
There's no constitutional right. There needs to be individual determinations each case where these requests are made to conform to due process. I'm not for this in any way, shape, or form at this time.
Instead, Prosser proposes encouraging legislators to budget more money for legal aid for the poor, urging attorneys to offer pro bono legal help, and training court clerks to help people fill out the proper forms to defend themselves in court. Lawyers for Legal Action Wisconsin, who asked the court to write a new rule, say all these things have been tried and still thousands of people go without the legal aid they need. In January, the court will consider asking the state bar to fund a pilot civil legal aid project in one or two counties. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.